We're back. We are back. We are back.
Controversy.
So, there was a question put in the chat room, and I got kicked off, so I can't see it. I think it was from Captain Porno, and that was in to Master Noam.
All right, and I'm not sure what that was, because so Zaki Boy, Zaki Baby, excuse me, said, Master Noel, could you answer Captain Porno's question on the show? I'm not exactly quite sure what the question was. Was the question, what would you do to a boy on cam? Because he asked me a few times now. It's the second time. So if that was the question, let me know, and I will answer it. But in the meantime...
Anyway, some people are talking about, you know, it's not right coming out because, you know, one of the people in the chat room, his mother is 80 years old. Of course not. You know, it's an individual choice. Some people, it you'll find that if you do come out regarding your kinky side, it will change the view of certain people, and it may bring the some people close. Now, do you really need to tell your 80-year-old mother that, you know, you like to whatever? It all depends. Your mother was different.
Well, yeah, and you know what? My mother actually made you embarrassed.
You know, yes. Okay. Let me describe Master Noel's mother. The first time I go, I had met her a few times. The first time I go to their house for dinner, she's explaining to me how, because her husband had prostate cancer and had to get his prostate taken out, so he can no longer get a hard-on. She's horny. She still wants it. Viagra doesn't work. Cialis doesn't work. So they're now trying to do the needle. And it's so painful. They've had sex here and all over the place. Yeah. And I just suddenly looked at his mother and went, la, 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 la. I do not need to see or hear that.
Well, yeah, when she was saying about stabbing him in the dick with a needle and, yeah. Yeah.
2 years ago, my mother complained to me because my father, at 87, all he wants to do is have fucking sex. And I went, Mom. And then she went, I didn't tell you that. And she never talked about it again because that's the first time in my life.
That's awesome. I love that.
At 87, my dad's still horny.
Wow. I love that.
And that's great. And that scares me at the same time. Because Master Noel, I can't even keep up with him now. Why do you think we have boys and pups? Because they fill in the blanks when I'm not around. So the thought of him.
I don't think that my sex drive is that overwhelming.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I don't think so.
Because you're both at the same level, I guess. I don't know.
I'm fucking him figure. As much as I'm fucking you as much as...
Yeah, but you're doing me and him and whoever else we have around.
In our family.
In our family, so I'm saying. But anyway, so it's, you know, so it's
a boy.
Butt plugs.
Boy.
So anyway, so it's, you know, it's freaky and scary at the same time. Now the question was, okay, for Master Noel.
I'm getting it now, yeah.
You know what? It all depends on who the boy is and what the master, or the sir, or the boy are into to do at the time. I mean, you know, there is one boy right now who would like to be on Skype and have him do certain things.
May I?
Just, yes,
please, Sir Mark. So. In the chat room, Captain Porno says, I dom Zach on cam, but he's bored with what we do. And they asked, so what would I do to the boy? What turns me on doesn't, and this is going out to Captain Porno, what I do will not necessarily turn you on or turn the boy on. Okay? So to ask what, you know, advice on
every case is different.
Thank you, yes. Because my tastes are a little bit, how does one put this?
You will do the opposite of what the boy wants.
And when I seriously said, put the boy in a fucking corner and have him think naked of all the things that you would like him to be doing, and then don't do them.
Or
and then you jerk off in his fucking face and do not allow him to jerk off for a week. That's what I would do.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's whatever your connection with that boy is, what turns the boy on is usually the opposite of what you would be doing.
I do not do what boys want because they fucking, yeah.
You know, it all again, it depends what...
Yeah, unless I'm fisting, that's a little bit different.
But. Yeah, but it all depends, again, what are you in the mood at that particular time to get into at that time?
If it's a real, if a boy's major concern shouldn't be what turns him on, it should be what turns his master or sir on.
Agreed.
That's what should turn him on more than the in-betweens.
See, like somebody in the chat room is saying he's into pain, which is great.
I'm missing that.
So,
oh, I see.
You know,
now I'm seeing
which
that now.
Is great, and I like to see this person is 19 years old, and he knows what he's into, which is amazing. Because the more you find out about what you are into, the more joy you will enjoy with your sex life.
Agreed.
And the more your regular life too will flourish through that. Like it or not, it is all connected. Now, again, if you are into, it all depends, are you doing a mind fuck with that individual? Because we know that this person is into the pain. Well, if I want to fuck with him mentally, the last thing he's going to get from me is the pain. He's going to get the feather duster. He's going to get different things that would turn him off. It all depends what our connection at the moment is.
Except when you're with Sir Mark, keep your titties away from
him. Oh, yes.
Because there will be pain or alkenotest.
We'll stop us all right here. Listen to me, please. So Captain Porno says, yes, thank you, thank you. It's the problem of a bossy sub. Well, you know what?
Pushy bottom.
If you're going to be the dominant, you don't have a bossy sub.
You take control of that situation.
And if you don't fix it, then you're no better.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Because submissives need the control. They need to have somebody that is understandably in charge because they are confident with themselves. If you can't do it, then you guys don't belong together. Not necessarily with other people, just not together.
And the thing is, too, is that what the boy wants, he needs to earn that.
Exactly.
He needs to earn that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but you have to earn that pain. And again, you know, I don't get off on doing things on Skype. To me, it's the physical thing. I like to feel the smell, feel the sweat of the body, feel the heartbeat going up, see the look, the real look in their eyes, see the smirk, see that energy, that intensity between the two people. That's what I get off on. I don't give a shit if that's what you get off on seeing me on the other side of the camera. Yes, you know what? You can get a bus, you can get your passport. If you're really into and you want this to work, you get your ass across the border and we'll make it happen.
So
tell a friend
we're
coming over.
Yeah, really. Or come with a friend. I can handle two of you, trust me. All right. We still have 5 minutes. I want to go back to and just say, we were talking about Claw, and we said whom or whom was not going with us to Claw. We put a few names down. The reason that there was a couple of people that weren't exactly included was only because of time, and that time is learning about that other person and to make sure that that was going to be something that was going to be viable. So the two people that I'm talking to, they understand, and that I needed to get that out. Okay, so now let's go back. I mean, you guys have put this out in the chat room, and we've talked about it. We're going to keep talking about it. You may live across the country. Okay, you could live right next door and still have the same problems that you're having right now. If you are trying to say to Captain Porno whom is your dominant, okay, and you are what you are, it's not your job to actually say, well, what can he do to me? What can he do to me?
Or this is what I... You can let them know what you want,
but
it is not your choice.
Agreed.
If you're submissive, it is your superior's choice to decide when, how much, and when it's going to happen.
And you need to understand that it's not... You know what? This little Zachy baby guy... The first thing I would do is put you in chastity. And you wouldn't come for a very, very long time because you know what? You need to get the fuck over yourself. And that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people get into cam sex. That is not my thing. I just don't get into it. It's nothing personal. Now, this individual I would like to get to know, because he is a sexy boy. If there's something that we can teach him, I would love to be part of that.
Right.
Because there's nothing more exciting to have your boy look at you when they know they're discovering something new they haven't experienced before. That energy, when it's happening, it's incredible. So to see that look in his eyes, I wouldn't want to waste that on a camera session.
Oh, look who's here.
Who now?
Roland's here. Oh, you're late. Girl, where you been?
Who?
This is the, remember the blonde pup? From
Oh, yes. So
wow.
Back to the conversation.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, I wouldn't want to waste this incredible moment on a camera session when it would not be the same than if you repeat it face to face, because you've already slightly experienced that. Certain things are worth waiting for.
But don't, we've talked about something earlier in the show, which is we're not judging people. Some people, they do that,
course.
They love that cam stuff.
Sure.
Just because they love it and we do not, does not make that any less exciting.
Of course.
Doesn't make it any less real, doesn't make it any less a great thing.
Of course.
You know, I mean, Captain Porno, you want to email me, you have my email. It's masternoel@houseofmnsm.com. Email me. You know what? We'll have a talk. I'm not going to tell you what you should do, what you shouldn't do, how you should handle this. Because you know what? It's between you and the boy. And is he a boy or is he just a kinkster who is a pushy bottom? There's a big difference.
Or is he just a player who wants to get off that night?
Yep.
During this, and that's the thing. And that is all right, too.
Yep.
That is not a problem. But
and that's
me,
a good thing. You know what?
A good sex life.
Thank you.
Makes your life, the rest of your
and
life.
It makes very strange bedfellows.
It really does. And really, if you can have a good sex life, everything else in your life will fall in order.
I agree. Dong's on. You know what? We're gonna go to a commercial, and I'm going to make an executive decision. This show is supposed to be done at 9 o'clock, but fuck, I own the radio station, so I'm gonna extend this. We're gonna go another half hour. Donald, good to see you. Brona, great to see you. Stick around. We're gonna do a quick commercial. Boy, Neil may have to leave because
don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
We'll be back.
We will be back.